colonizers. Actually, the issue of Palestine is an issue that they want to, in any way possible, they want to put it to isolation. The people of Iran brought it to the fore, and well done to this. Praise be to this people. Hope is seen in the words and deeds of our people. This is a reflection of this hope and this encouragement. I saw this in my meeting with elites, with academics, in meetings with government officials and senior officials of the Islamic establishment, in my meetings with senior executives, with entrepreneurs, with people from various walks of life during the course of the month of Ramadan. I witness all this in their approaches and their attitude, on their faces, this hope and this encouraging incentive. The people who are so hopeful, and they have this optimistic look toward future, and they have this high resolute, such a people will definitely and without a doubt reach their climax of success. In global and regional issues, there were numerous instances of them that mattered to the Iranian, to the Islamic community. What was the most urgent was the flooding in Pakistan. Well, it's just called flooding, but in fact, it's a natural disaster of high magnitude. For the people of Pakistan, that's one of the actually faithful part of the Islamic community, and they, in various issues, this people has been among the forerunners in expression of their faith, in their religious prejudice and commitment. This people are now grappling with a great catastrophe. This Sindh River flows from north to south of Pakistan. It has flooded from the Chinese border in the north of Pakistan as far as the Indian Ocean in the south of Pakistan, the whole line where this river is flowing, this long line, there has been a substantial flooding that has wreaked havoc with people's lives. Over 10,000 villages have been ruined. The whole of farmland and gardens where people were actually the sources of income for people and the means of sustenance for them. They have been all annihilated, all tens of thousands of mosques and religious centers. In the course of this length, this long river line, they have all been damaged or destroyed. The width of the Sindh River, they say, it's usually 1 or 2 kilometers in certain areas. And this at the estuary is actually where it joins other rivers. There have been a span of 90 kilometers of flooding, livestock, hopes, people's wealth, they're all gone. And it's estimated that approximately $40 to $50 billion of damage has been inflicted on Pakistan due to this flooding. There have been 20 million people rendered homeless. Several thousand have lost their lives. Kids, women, the elderly. These people are now in need of water. They need food. They need clothes. They need shelter, a roof over their head. They are in need of all basic needs. The months of Ramadan, they spend it in such a situation. They fasted. it's Eid al-Fitr now. It's the day of convergence. It's the day of the Islamic community. Our people need to be more determined and to... The Islamic Republic has given assistance. Some people have given their assistance. It's not enough at all. We need to help more. This is... the duty of all of us, our faithful brethren, our Muslim brothers in Pakistan, are not suffering this plight. I'm not just addressing you, the people of Iran. I'm addressing the whole of the Islamic world. I'm addressing the whole world, nations, especially Muslims. In Islamic countries, I'm addressing the Organization of Islamic Conference. We all need to join forces and help. Well, they got together and said $1 or $2 billion is needed. It won't suffice this, the requirements of this nation. That's not enough. Pakistan has been dealt with a heavy blow. We should assist them as to the best of our ability so that God would help us. This is really an important issue. Of course, we're concerned about the political instability in Pakistan also. The aggressive forces who are taking the chance, they're using this opportunity, they're abusing this actually. Some aggressive governments want to turn Pakistan into a military barracks. This is also happening. These are among our other concerns that we hope the great nation of Pakistan will be attentive enough. The government in Pakistan knows their responsibilities, and hopefully God will help them resolve these issues and to make an exit out of this plight. The issue of Palestine is still the most important issue of the world of Islam. The crimes in Gaza are still being committed. Crimes are still being committed on the West Bank. The Zionist regime, with maximum impunity, is imposing its crimes against the Palestinian people. And there in Washington, they hold a peace conference. Peace with whom? They want to... the crimes of Palestine, the crimes committed by enemies of Palestinians, they want to cover them up through these negotiations that they have called peace talks. A usurper has come. It has occupied the homes of a nation. This is not enough for them. Still, any kind of possibilities and resources they are using to repress and crush these people, they pay no attention to this. They remain indifferent, the West, America, and others. They are sitting idle and just watching. The aggressor, the criminal, is even being encouraged. And then they hold a meeting for peace. What peace? Peace between... which people? Those impudent Zionist tyrants. They also stand against Palestinians, and they say that you need to get along with the process of Judaism. Their great crime is that they want to embark in Judaism. The Holy Quds, the Muslims Qibla, and the dear Palestine, they want to Judaize and to make it as the center of their conspiracy and despotism. This is our major issue, and we hope that God Almighty will give the chance to Muslim nations and governments to help them to perform their responsibility in the face of this bitter reality and event. They need to recognize their duties. Of course, the people of Palestine, fortunately, despite all this pressure, they have strongly and steadfastly withstood all these pressures. You cannot believe how resistant, how powerful, and how determined and how zealous a nation can sustain all these various kinds of pressure. Nothing has been able to push them back. Since 20 years ago, since 30 years ago, today, Palestinians have become stronger, they're stronger, they're more determined now. And thank God they have become more powerful. And without a doubt, Palestinians will be able to cut off the hands of the aggressor and to scrap this fabricated regime from the land of Palestine. People chanting slogans in support of the leader's comments. We ask God Almighty to accept the prayers and the pains these people have taken, the humility and the humbleness of this people. We hope God Almighty will accept it all. We request God Almighty to open up the doors of blessing and forgiveness to these people. We ask God Almighty to resolve our people's problems, and people are moving towards success and perfection. We ask God Almighty to facilitate this day after day. We ask God to forgive us and to give us the blessing of Ramadan and the Eid al-Fitr and sublimity and humbleness. And we ask also for forgiveness of God for our dead and for the Islamic Ummah to be more proud and powerful day after day.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم.
Thanks for watching Press TV. The speech given by Iran's leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei to mark the end of the holy month of Ramadan, which is celebrated all over the Muslim world. The leader in his speech spoke of the holy month of Ramadan, saying that the month provides an unmatchable opportunity to return to God Almighty and for all the wrongdoers, in his words, to repent, because it's a month of forgiveness, he said. He also mentioned the spiritual mood that one person develops as a result of observing the rituals of this month must be kept within him throughout the year. On the Al-Quds Day, and let me mention what Al-Quds Day is, it's the rallies of the final Friday of the holy month of Ramadan. On that occasion, he hailed the Iranian nation for their presence. On that day, he said this year it was commemorated by the Iranian nation, even warmer and more energetic than the previous years. He also mentioned the Pakistan flooding. As you know, Pakistan has been struggling with severe flooding, as some describe as the most devastating natural disaster ever Pakistan has experienced. He described Pakistanis as some of the forerunners in expressing their Muslim beliefs and Islamic faith. He recounted some of the great damages that the Pakistani nation has undergone as a result of these devastating floods, as I mentioned. And he said that the Iranian nation should help their brothers and sisters in Pakistan to the best of their assistance, in his words, at these hard times. Elsewhere in his speech, he denounced the so-called peace conference. As you know, it was held a while ago in the United States between Palestinians and Israel. He said the Zionists use everything within their power to oppress the Palestinian nation. So it's a peace talk between who and who. That's what he asked. And he expressed hope that the Palestinians will soon cut the hands of the Israeli aggressors. Once again, time in Tehran is 9:31 a.m. You're watching Press TV. Let me give you some pieces of news.